Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills held a short press conference on Tuesday afternoon to provide additional details regarding the officer-involved shooting on Pine Street on January 26th. 24-year-old Nicholas Johnson, who was wanted for questioning by investigators from the District Attorney's Office in regard to the death of David Ganfield last year, fired at least 8 rounds at those investigators when he burst out of the house on Pine and started shooting. Mills said that Johnson's gunfire hit at least 5 houses on Pine Street and that he placed both officers and residents in extreme danger by his actions. No one was injured by Johnson's gunfire, and the investigators returned fire and shot Johnson several times in his lower extremities. Johnson was released from the hospital on Monday afternoon and booked into county jail on a list of charges. The names of the investigators who were involved have not been released, and the DA's office will not be involved in the review of the officer-involved shooting because of a conflict of interest. Mills said that this is the 3rd officer-involved shooting in Eureka in the past 2 years, involving officers from 3 different agencies. In December of last year, the Board of Supervisors appointed Connie Beck as the Interim Director of Health and Human Services, and on Tuesday, that appointment became permanent. Beck, who has worked for the department for 20 years, takes over a wide-ranging department with an annual budget of $150 million per year, and which provides a wide variety of services to thousands of local residents. Beck replaces longtime director Phil Crandall, who retired in December. The National Weather Service has had a busy winter, and the hazardous weather warnings have been issued almost daily since the 1st of December. One hazardous weather warning that gets issued on a consistent basis is the threat of high surf along the coastline and the danger large waves, high tides, and a cold Pacific Ocean can present to visitors, and it's one many ignore. In fact, a high surf advisory has been issued for tonight into tomorrow. This past Saturday, a group of students from Southern Oregon University traveled over the mountain to visit Whales Head State Park in Brookings, Oregon. 2 of that group decided it was a good idea to go swimming in a very cold Pacific Ocean and with breakers larger than 15 feet rolling onto local beaches. The 2 swimmers were soon in distress from both the cold water and a riptide, which forced one of the men, 23-year-old Ashland resident Alex Howell, to signal to his friend he needed to get back to shore. He never made it alive. Howell's swimming partner, 22-year-old Alex Smith of Medford, managed to make it back to the shore, but Howell was swept away. His body was later found by his friends after it washed up onto the beach. Howell was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. Eureka police officers responded to a call for service at the U.S. Cellular store in the 700 block of 4th Street on Tuesday afternoon, and they confronted 33-year-old Livermore resident Antonio Mims, who was acting irrationally, brandishing 2 knives, and speaking incoherently. Officers used a beanbag shotgun to subdue Mims, who dropped the knives and was then taken into custody and booked into county jail for brandishing. No one was injured during the incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county has unveiled a new online application that allows residents to check the county's budget, where the county generates revenue, and where that money is spent. The supervisors discussed the 5-year strategic plan at yesterday's board meeting. Staff presented the board with 3 outlooks: optimistic, moderate, and pessimistic. The worst-case scenario could see that the county's structural deficit reaches $10 million by 2021. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said a lot of things have to happen for that to occur, and that he made sure to focus on learning the budget during his first 2 years in office.
When I was first on the board, I was on the budget subcommittee, and so I would really get into all the details and each thing, and I actually put myself on there for that purpose. I mean, that's how you figure out everything the county does, is to go each line item and go, okay, that's where money's going here and here, and figure it all out. So that was a good education. I did that for 2 years.
Sundberg also pointed out that county government has been very conservative when it comes to budget outlooks.
It's been my experience so far that we are always budgeting very conservatively, and so when the numbers come out, it's not, if there's money they think may or may not come in, they usually leave it out just because they don't want to give us a rosier picture and have us make decisions based off of something that may not come in. My experience in the 5 years that I've been here is it's always been very conservative.
County residents can see for themselves how the county crafts a budget by visiting the open budget page at the county website. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.